Is everyone the perfect example? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Is everyone always the perfect example? Think about the things you do all day long. I know I think about the things I do all day long. I think about the people that I meet. My people think about the statements that I make. I think about the response that people have to what they see me do, and how sometimes they say, "Oh my gosh, you swore," or "Oh my gosh, you were unkind," "Oh my gosh, you were doing this or that." But most of the time they're saying, "That was a very thoughtful thing. That was unconditional love. That was beautiful. I wish I had the patience and the tolerance that you have." Now, which of these two areas are the most telling areas? The moment when you swear, or the moment when you lose your temper, apparently, the moment when you get on a person because they're walking a way that is not beneficial? Or is it the moment that you're unconditionally loving? The moment that you look at anyone else and you see past the appearances of whatever they're going through and see how wonderful they really are. See how great they are. Oh, we look at old people oftentimes and we think to ourselves, "My goodness, you know, they're not in with it anymore. They're in the old folks' home. They have Alzheimer's. They have all these things that keep them from being what we call normal human beings. Not that they're bad in any way, but that they're not being a happy person." Now, how do we know whether these people are being happy people or not? We can only presume that perhaps they're not. Being a happy person is doing the thing you like to do when you like to do it. Being the kind of person that makes you feel good inside of yourself, that's a happy person. Rex and I, we walk our paths here on the Absolute Monastery, and we just have a wonderful time. And early in the morning is a special time for both of us, at least it is for me. I know it is for it too. It is for me, it for sure. And I walk up and down these very steep paths up the side of the mountains here. And as I walk up the path, I am not thinking about anything other than just my positive statements about myself. I'm ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect. I like me. And all the other things like that. I'm saying these and I have a good feeling inside of myself. Really, I have a very good feeling inside of myself. And then we come to a meditation bench. And I'll sit on the meditation bench for a few moments. And Rex will come and look what I'm doing. And then he'll say, "Now if I sit on this side, I can be petted. If I sit in front of him, he can notice how beautiful I am, what a gorgeous dog I am." So what does he do? He sits in front of me. He sits in front of me, and the sunlight is streaming through his golden hair, being the golden retriever that he is. And as he sits there, his head is erect, in keeping with his name, Rex, a royal dog. His ears fall back. His nose is looking and sniffing the environment to see what's going on. And he's not looking with anxiety. He's just looking with curiosity to see what's going on. And not even so much curiosity, but with a feeling of, this is my domain. This is my world. He's being a role model for anything or anybody that would look at him. He certainly is a role model for me. When I walk with him, I feel my chin should be up, my shoulders back, my tummy in. I feel that I should walk erect and I should walk positive and I should walk joyously, because that's the way he does. And he walks with such a canter and such a joy in his step that it's a joy to be with him. Now, every time I do that when I'm with people or myself, and I'm walking along with joy in my step, and I'm walking along with my body in an alert but attentive, relaxed state of consciousness, when I have this role for myself, it comes from inside first, you can be sure of that. It comes from my inner self. And then I walk along and I'm so happy. And my thought sometimes turns to these people who go to rest homes and these people who do not take care of themselves any longer. And I think to myself, why is it that they're not interested in life anymore? Why is it they are sitting back and sitting on their laurels? Why is it that they are not giving their utmost to being alive, dynamic, young, dynamic, youthful, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive? Why have they left that? Am I someday going to leave that? I certainly don't think so. We leave that because we forget one thing. We forget to enjoy life, to just enjoy ourselves, to get up in the morning and take a walk because it's fun, not because it's healthy, not because it makes other people think that we're dynamic, vital, dynamic, alive, not because of anything like that, but because it's fun, because my body feels good when I'm taking a walk. Every organ, action, function, my body just percolates with life and says, hey, this is wonderful, this is wonderful. And it is. And if I say to myself, oh, I feel so tired, I'd like to stay in bed a little longer, I'd like to sleep for a couple more hours, I'd like to sleep all day long and all night long, and I'd like to have nothing to do, no responsibilities, I give up. And then what happens? The next step is that we move on to another dimension. Well, we may not move on seemingly because our body is still percolating here, but we've moved on. We really aren't home. You go to visit people who are in rest homes and you talk to them, they're not home. They're off somewhere else. They really should, you know, just shuffle off their mortal coil and go off into the next dimension totally and enjoy themselves. Because here, they're not enjoying themselves. Oh yes, they're watching television, they're sitting playing cards, they're singing together, they're doing things. No, they're not. They're not doing the things that they would like to do. What are the things that we would like to do in life? Well, the first thing is, we want to be responsible for ourselves. First thing and the most important thing in anyone's life is to be their own master. Really, to be our own master. When I'm my own master, I feel great. When I have to have other people take care of me and other people do things for me, even go to the hospital for an operation or something, when I have that happen, I think, you know, I'm not the master. And I'm not. I'm allowing my body to stay alive for a while longer. I'm allowing myself to take advantage of these things that are offered to me. But am I really happy? If every day, I like what's happening in the hospitals today. The hospitals are overcrowded, and they always were really, but they're overcrowded. And the doctors, in every case that they can, they want to get the patient out of the hospital and home as quick as possible. Now, they don't want to get the patient out of the hospital and home because they want the patient to be well. They want the patient to get out of the hospital because they don't really need the intensive care they give in a hospital, and the hospital can be more for other people. So, away they go. But now, when you go home after being released early, do you say, wow, yes, oh, I'm so wonderful. Do you get out, do you go to work in your garden? Do you walk up down the street? Do you visit with friends? Do you do all sorts of lovely things, just like you always did? Or do you say, I've got to recuperate now. I've got to take it easy. I've got to go slow. Well, if that's what we do, we're heading down the hill again. We want to be master of ourselves. I want to be master of myself always. And the charisma that I have is that I am master of myself. Not because somebody else is master of me or I'm like somebody else. I am me. I am me and I like me. And I'm enjoying me. And as I add years to my life, I feel younger all the time. As I add years to my life, I keep saying I'm just 25. I should say 18, or I should say 12, or whatever, you know. But I'm just giving myself a time of life when I was vital, dynamic, alive, as I am now. And as I go around being vital, dynamic, alive, my life is filled with power and joy and peace and happiness and goodness. And wow, do I feel good. And the more affirmations I make, the more affirmations I make of the truth of my nature, the more I inform myself, I'm aware of myself, the truth of my nature, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body. Wow! Yes. Yes. If I don't affirm these things, if I don't speak these things again and again and again, I sometimes forget. I sometimes look at circumstances and I say, that's reality. And whenever I do that, I'm heading downhill. When I look at circumstances and I say, I have a wonderful solution for this, and come up with a solution. It doesn't mean that there are not problems in the world, but problems are not what we solve. We solve the solutions. If we look at the problems, we put our attention on them. And if we look at the solutions, we put our attention on them, and they are what manifest in our life. I love solutions, and I will always enjoy solutions, and I'll always live solutions. And every place I go, everything I do, everywhere that I am, I am a solution, and I am a happy solution, because I am in charge. We don't have to grow old. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to be poor. We don't have to be any limited experience at all. But if we're going to affirm it, then that's where our attention is. And that's where our solution is. We affirm ill health and we get it. We affirm poverty and we get it. So let's be intelligent. And let's affirm success and be success. Let's affirm happiness and be happiness. Let's affirm joy and be joy. Let's affirm abundance and be abundant. Let's affirm health and be health. And let's do things. Let's enjoy every moment of our life. And enjoying every moment of our life, we live it to the fullest. Chin up, chest out, shoulders back, tummy in. Yes, we're walking lovely, positive, dynamic. We're proud of this wonderful body we have. We're proud of this wonderful mind that we have. We're proud of this wonderful being that we are. And I try to explain to people, they say, what do you mean I am God? And I say to them, in all the world, there's only one creative cause, and that's God. God is in everything, as everything, through everything. God, there's only God. And I'm part of that creation. I am God. I am the creation. And I want to act like God and be like God and live like God, whatever I think God is. And when I start acting, being, living like what I think God is. I should never have to grow old. I should never have to be ill. I should never have to have pain or problems. And I can release any right now and say I'm whole and perfect. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I like me, I like me, I like me. Is that so bad? I think that's kind of good. Join me in saying that today and knowing that for you, because that's who you really are. I love you. I love you. I love you.